I see the Ashna there. Do you think you bring your violin or...?
No, but I have a tracking wall.
Yes, but it's now not I in the structure even with that violin. Or not even a brand style, okay? Please try to borrow one. I wanted to tell you a little story before we come to our last talk. That is a story which I feel makes a very important and necessary point. It is a point which you have mentioned already. How necessary it is to fix our concentration while we are engaged in spiritual practice.
Фиксираме нашу важност да се бавиме на духовни активности.
Once a great yogi had to learn about meditation from a girl who was in love.
Еден велики йоги научио нешто од медитација од една девојка која била заљубена.
Listen, maybe he can learn from this love from this girl. What's something?
Можете, можете ми можете нешто да научиме од неа.
He was a yogi who spent his time fasting in the forest and going into a very rigid meditation practices.
To bio yogi koji sve vrijeme provodio u postavima i veoma onako oštrim meditacijama.
Once it was full moon, he was there in the forest meditating, and all of a sudden he heard footsteps on the footpath.
Jednom tako sedeo u šumi meditirao i odjednom je čuo neke korake.
Immediately his mind thought, who could this be? It's so late in the night, the moon is dark, this is a lonely forest. Hopefully no one who will inflict danger onto me. And the next thing he knew was he was run over.
И следеќе што е, се десило е да е побегло. Не,
пао.
Прегажен.
Yes. And when he got up again, he saw it was a girl who was running to the forest.
И каде го стал видел, тоа се била една девојка која трчала во шум.
This girl, she has run over me and has not even seen me.
Ова девојка е само претрчала преку мене, чак ме не е видела.
How impolite! He tried again to get into his meditation. A little later, not a little later, 3 hours later, the girl came back. And this time, she bowed down to him. What is wrong with you, said the yogi. You run over me, and you have not even seen it. And now you bow down to me. Have I run over you? I can't remember. What? You can't remember such an impolite act? What are you doing? Where are you going? It's so late. Oh, she said with a blush, I was going to meet my lover. There's a wonderful hut at the side of the river, and we are sometimes meeting there. Please excuse us. This girl, because her mind was fixed in love, was not aware of him sitting in the forest fire. And he thought, but I, who should be absorbed in God, was already aware when I heard some foot noise in the forest fire.
Ja koja bi trebala da sam apsorbovala u meditaciju i u razmišljanje o Bogu, sam odmah čuo čim su počeli koraci.
And he understood that moonlit night, a very important lesson, a anyone who professes to be a spiritual person.
I pre veće je puno mjeseca, ono je shvatio jednu jako, jako bitnu lekciju koja je važna za svakog ko želi da se bavi duhovnim životom.
We must be absorbed.
Moramo da budemo apsorbovani, da budemo u tome.
Fixed.
Fiksirani.
The girl was fixed in romance.
Ova devojka je bila fiksirana u svoj romanci.
And was so strong that she remained undisturbed.
I bila je to bilo toliko jako osjećanje da ništa nije primjećivalo.
In this world also, a lover of God has to reach at least this stage.
I u ovom svijetu onaj ko želi da zavoli Boga isto mora da dođe do tog nivoa.
There he becomes undisturbed by the causes of disturbance.
Da postaje potpuno neuznemiren uzrocima uznemirenja.
That yogi learned more from this girl than he had learned in 20 years of yoga practice.
Da yogi naučio više od te devojke nego što je naučio 20 godina praktikujući jogu.
So we will now sing our last song, and it is our last chance to absorb ourselves. No, I shall say it's not our last chance.
Krishna prastaya bhutale
Srimade bhakti vedanta Swami nidhidamine Namaste Saraswati deve Oramani karjavine Nirvishesha shunyavadi Vashakya vishatavine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadiva Urata Paraminda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare
Thank you very much for caring to come and listen to me this afternoon. My subject matter today will be contact the Lord's Kripa
Shakti. Contact sa gospodinom
Kripa Shakti. This is the mercy energy.
A to je takozvana energija milosti.
I think we all know that Krishna has many, many energies which work constantly around us.
Mislim da znate da Krishna posjeduje mnoge energije koje oko nas djeluju non stop.
When I came from here to, you know, from Zagreb to here, I noticed that there is in Zagreb the trees are still sleeping in the cold embrace of the winter. Here, the trees are exploding with the joyfulness of spring.
Kada sam dolazio iz Zagreba na putu za ovamo, za razliku od ovde, tamo drveće je još uvijek nekako spava nekim zimskim snom, zato što je još uvijek hladno. Kada je zima, međutim ovde sve puca od proleća, onako sve u cvetu.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes the spring as an energy of him. He says, I am the flower bearing spring.
Bhagavad Gita, još kaže da je energija, da je proleće njegove energije, i on kaže da je on to cvetno proleće.
That energy enters the vegetation at a certain time, then brings about wonders.
Ta energija ulazi u određenom trenutku u prirodu i čini čuda.
Wonders of color, wonders of smell, and also of inspiration, it feels of life.
Tu su razne energije boja, mirisa i takođe jedna inspiracija, osjećamo se onako životno, puni života.
This is one energy of the Lord, the material energy.
To je jedna od energija Gospoda, takozvana materijalna energija.
Just like the trees require this energy in order to bring forth the flowers and leaves, we also require an energy of the Lord and to wake us up in spiritual realization.
Na sličan način kao što drveće treba tu energiju da bi moglo da procvete i tako dalje, mi kao ljudske biće takođe potrebujemo tu istu energiju da bi mogli da postanemo životni u svom životu.
Many times discussed here the five levels of consciousness, but I would like to repeat this very important lesson in an abbreviated form.
Puno puta sam navodio na razne načine tih pet faza svesnosti, međutim sad da bih hteo samo da ih ukratko ponovim.
It is said the soul in this material world is covered by the material energy.
Rečeno da je duša u ovom svetu prekrivena materijalnom energijom.
This material energy gives him a body which covers his spiritual identity.
Ta materijalna energija nam daje telo koje prekriva naš duhovni identitet.
Now when the soul is in the plant form, its consciousness is very, very common.
Kada se svjesnost nalazi u obliku biljke, onda je ta svjesnost jako, jako prekrivena.
There have been experiments by scientists who have seen that yes, there is consciousness even in plants, but it is very, very
common. Uređeni su neki naučni eksperimenti i došli su do zaključka da biljke također imaju svjesnost, ali u jednom vrlo, vrlo prikrivenom obliku.
For instance, plants grow better when you speak to them as you care for them by watering them.
Recimo, biljke mnogo bolje, brže rastu kada im se, kada im pričate sa njima i kada ih zalivate.
And they recognize people who have done harm to them.
I također reaguju u negativnom smislu na ljude koji su im nanijeli neko zlo.
It's possible to measure the reaction by an electronic measuring device.
Moguće je izmeriti te neke njihove osjećaje različitim instrumentima.
So they are not just dead, there is a conscious living soul which perceives the environment.
Znači oni nisu jednostavno mrtve, nego postoji jedna vid svesnosti koji proživi.
When the soul is in the animal species, the consciousness is much, much more able to express itself.
Što se tiče životinskog oblika, kod njih je svesnost ima mnogo, mnogo više prilike da se izrazi.
But only when it comes to the human form of life, is the soul able to really work on its conscious development or consciousness development.
Međutim, jedino u slučaju ljudskog oblika života svest ima priliku da upotpuni svoj neki svestan razvoj.
It is described that in the human form of life, the consciousness of the soul is in a budding state, like a
Žena da što se tiče ljudskog oblika života, svjesnost se nalazi u nekom vidu svesti u vidu kupoljka.
Yes. This level of consciousness refers to a human being who arranges his life around his physical needs, like eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
To je vid svjesnosti koji je posljedna osoba i svodi se na ta četiri neka prohteva, potrebe, znači jedanje, spavanje, hranjenje i razmnožavanje.
He may accept some laws amongst the human society which ensure that everyone equally gets his share of material needs, but from the spiritual perspective, even this development, which is new, it is different from what the animals can do. They don't have laws for their lives, formulated laws, still they have not developed their spiritual consciousness.
Za razliku od životinja, koji nije razvijena takva vid svesnosti, ljudski bića postoji jedna zakonitost koja važi u životima svakog od nas, na neki način nam upravljaju određene zakonitosti.
It is only when a person begins to consciously adopt a religious life which focuses on a God realization that his consciousness begins to open and bloom.
Jedan slučaj kada ljudski biće krene putem religije i kada njegova svjesnost počinje da se ventilira i razvija, uzdiže, onda
then his consciousness opens up.
Onda se njegova svjesnost polako otvara i počinje da kupi.
As long as the human being does not really care about his relationship to God, he is like a bud. The flower is still sleeping.
Sve dok ljudsko biće ne počne da se zanima, znači da udrži svoju svjesnost u duhovnom smislu, on nalikuje nekom kupoljku koji još uvijek ne spava.
And at the moment when the human consciousness is infused, love for Krishna, for God, then he has achieved the fully blossomed state of consciousness.
A u trenutku kada živo biće u ljudskom obliku života, znači osjeća da ima ljubav prema Krišni u potpunosti, onda svjesnost nalikuje jednom potpuno rastvitalnom svetu, i to je taj vid svjesnosti.
Let me summarize. The attempt to do something in God consciousness is said to be the blooming state of consciousness, and the achievement, that is a pure love of God, is the fully blossomed state.
Znači da rezumiram, taj pokušaj, odnosno nastavenje u nekoj božanskoj svjesnosti nalikuje nekom cvetajućem, nekom vidu svjesnosti u kupoljku, a potpuno ljubav prema Bogu, kada se dostigne to, nalikuje već jednom potpuno rastvetalom cvetu.
Where are you in this analysis?
I sad se pitamo gdje smo mi u kompletnoj analizi.
Are you in the fully covered consciousness?
Da li smo u potpuno prekrivenoj svjesnosti?
You just maybe moved around by physical needs.
A gdje se negdje krećemo u skladu sa nekim ljudskim potrebama?
Are you consciously trying to develop your relationship to God, therefore in the blooming state of consciousness?
Da li radite nešto po pitanju Boga da razvijete svoju svjesnost u božanskom smjeru, pa je u tom slučaju vaša svjesnost nekom na cvatu?
A person who is in this blooming state of consciousness is adopting very often a certain religious teaching, or you could say also spiritual practices, which promise him to achieve to a higher state of God consciousness.
Sa osoba nalazi u jednom tako pumpećem, da kažem, vidu svjesnosti, ona prihvata različite duhovne pravce i različitu praksu koja je u skladu s tim, znači.
But he's not yet there.
Međutim, ona još uvijek nije tamo.
He's in a very unstable position.
Jedna malo nestabilna pozicija.
He has not yet realized a seen supreme personality of God.
Tako što još nije spoznala, realizovala i videla sljedeće božansko osobu.
And his heart is not yet melted by the flame of love of God.
I njihovo srce nije još uvijek rastopljeno usled ljubavi prema Bogu.
To get from this state where you are trying to the state where you have achieved, you need a certain.
Da bismo prešli tu taj rastojanje između neke faze koje pokušavamo i radimo na nečemu i faze gdje već dostignemo, znači kompletno, postoji jedna energija koju moramo da uložimo.
I know energy sounds highly impersonal.
Nekako ta reč energija malo zvuči impersonalno.
But we are speaking now of a very personal energy, the Kripa Shakti, mercy energy of the Lord.
Međutim, ovdje govorimo o jednoj vrlo personalnoj energiji, to je Kripa Shakti ili energija milosti Gospoda.
It's like in the springtime, the trees begin to bloom, then this certain magical force comes into them. You will also develop your consciousness. Now then you get the Kripa Shakti, the mercy energy of the Lord.
Kao što drveće u proleće dobije određen vid energije koji mu pomaže da se razvije i procveta, tako i mi zahtevamo jedan vid energije da bismo mogli dostići tu ljubav prema Bogu, to je ta Kripa energija ili Kripa Shakti.
When Lord Krishna was present on this planet 5,000 years ago, he would distribute this Kripa Shakti. Just by planting people.
Kada je Krišna pre 5000 godina bio prisutan na planeti, on je jednostavno gledajući ljude i oni njega distribuirao, jednostavno delio tu Kripa Shakti. Samo jednostavno gledajući.
It is described that Kurukshetra, the place where the Gita was spoken, in this ancient battlefield, Lord Krishna came there as a chariot driver.
Ajuna. Na tom polju Kurukshetra gdje se pre 5000 godina se Krišna isto pojavio, on se pojavio i manje više nego kao vozač kočije Arjune.
Many people were there who acted as his enemies, the enemies of the Pandavas, the enemies of Arjuna.
Bilo je tu puno neprijatelja koji su isto vremenu bili njegovi neprijatelji kao i neprijatelji Pandava i Arjuna.
And they raised deadly weapons against.
I oni su usmjeravali smrtonosna oružja protiv Gospoda.
When I visited this ancient battlefield, I saw that some parts of it have become like glass because so much heat had come onto the earth. The atomic or the molecular structure was totally changed and everything became glass. It was such powerful metals there.
Jednu priliku kad sam posjetio to mjesto u Kurukshetru, primijetio sam da je tlo, da je zemlja bila u vidu stakla i to je zbog toga zato što su ta oruđa, odnosno oruđa je bila toliko moćna i jaka da su transformisali tu molekularnu strukturu zemlje i da je ona postala na staklu.
Yes, such powerful weapons they use, huh?
Korišćena su veoma moćna oruđa.
So many people also died of this. Facing Lord Krishna.
Jako puno ljudi je poginulo na tom polju, praktično ispred Gospoda Krishna.
But because they received the Kripa Shakti, the merciful glance of the Lord, it is described that they attained to a state that they did not have to be reborn in this world.
I rečeno je samo, zahvaljujući tom kontaktu lice na lice sa Gospodom, oni više nisu jednostavno morali da dostignu da ponove stanje ponovnog razvoja.
Even though they were enemies to Krishna, that Kripa Shakti brought them to the highest state of consciousness where they receive what yogis do not dare to hold after many lives of practice.
Iako su bili neprijatelji Gospoda, oni su dostigli jedan jako uzvišeni nivo na kom mogu da pozavide i jogi koji hiljadama života pokušavaju da dostignu takav jedan uzvišen nivo.
Only 500 years ago Lord Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his biographers describe how he distributed this Kripa Shakti to one and all.
Samo pre 200 godina je se pojavio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inkarnacija, odnosno sam Krishna, i njegovi biografi su govore o tome kako je, na koji način je on također delio tu Kripa Shakti.
There was this one washerman which I must tell you about.
Bio je jedan kako se kaže to? Perač, pravda.
He was beating the clothes of the people, of his customers, on a plank of wood. The human washing machine. Yes, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed.
If we brought it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Mahaprabhu stopped when he saw the washerman.
If you look at the perach, on the
washerman, the washerman, a little annoyed, said, "Move on, I have no donation to go give."
He said, "Perach, like, what is it? Is it valid now? No donation."
I'm poor.
That's what I'm saying.
I do not want your money. I just want to request you to chant the holy names. That's all. That I can do. Haribol. Now, when he started to sing this one time, he said to sing it a second time, and he soon was found dancing up and down in joyous abundance. And even after 2 hours of singing like this, he did not stop. He felt the most divine space of love of Godhead. You know, Hari is the name of
Krishna.
It seemed that the material reality which he was so attached to had lost its
significance.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu laughed about this washerman who thanked him profusely.
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se smejao tom peraču koji je koji se jednostavno totalno nevjerojatno smejao.
And now after 4 hours or so the wife of the washerman came to where her husband performed his work and saw her husband was dancing still.
I njegova žena, žena tog perača, nakon par sati kada je došla da vidi što on tu radi, ona je bila iznenađena kada je vidjela njega kako peva.
What do you think, Venurati, if your husband chants and dances and is no longer concerned about frizura and
što bi Venurati rekla kada je vidjela muža kako nas na peva i pleši u zanosu, tako da je zainteresan za frizuru i...
Possessed by a ghost. He was not like this before. He was very dry. And he was afraid to come close. She took help of the whole village.
My husband said,
"I don't know. Please come and help me."
Ona je rekla, ja ne znam što se dešava s mojim mužem, molim vas, pomozite mi.
So one brave man dared to touch the husband and the washerman in the attempt to calm him down.
Vidite, tu se našao jedan hrabar čovjek koji je uspjeo, odnosno približio se njenom mužu, dotako ga i namjeri da ga smiri.
But he also became infected by this mystical energy. Dear brothers and sisters, we have been living in an illusion.
Dragi braće i sestre, mi jednostavno živimo u iluziji. Mi smo deca besmrtnosti.
Why are we so attached to that which has not much meaning?
I zašto smo tako vezani za nešto što nema puno značaja?
Sing the names of God.
Pevajte imena Boga.
Think of Him always.
Uvek mislite na njega.
Worship.
Obožavajte ga.
Bow down.
Odajte poštovanje.
And then this man started to embrace
the village. Onda taj isti čovjek počeo da grli, da redom grli seljane.
And in this way the Kripa Shakti started to work and expand.
I na taj način je Kripa Shakti započela svoje dejstvo i počela je da se čini.
His whole villages, ne, towns.
Znam s vami uvijek dolaziš ovdje, pokušavaš da nas načeš entuzijastima, ali nećete uspjeti.
This was 500 years ago. How do you expect us to come in contact with this Kripa Shakti?
Reći ćete, pa to je bilo pre 500 godina.
500 and 5000.
Bilo je isto i pre 500 i pre 5000 godina kada je Krišna bio prisutan. To je moglo da se desi. Međutim, kako sada to da izvedemo?
How can we contact the Kripa Shakti? We are in Belgrade.
Ako mi da kontaktiramo tu Kripa Shakti ovde u Belgrade?
It's not here.
To nije ovdje.
He is desperation.
Ovdje je očaj.
Here is the moon of ignorance.
Ovdje je taguna neznanja.
He is the land of spiritual compromise.
I ovdje je zemlja nekog duhovnog kompromisa.
Wake up to our reality.
Hajde, pripomni se naše realnosti.
I know that some of you feel like this.
Znam da neke vas osjećaju na taj način.
I want to ask you a hypothetical question.
Htio bih da vam postavim jedno hipotetično pitanje.
I have two guests from America and I'm always almost at the state of blushing because my English is maybe not so well, so correct. But I hypothetical, is this an English expression? Hypothetical question?
Yes.
Should I translate? Yeah. You know, we have to get help first from the a question. I want to express a question which how to express it? Eine hypothetische Frage in Deutsch, in German Englisch. No, let me, because I'm not sure if this is the right English word, and I don't even know how to ask you for the right English word, to be honest. Let me ask you a provocating question. I'm good at provocating questions. That's very easy.
Ne znam kao biste razumeli, ali ko je razumio. Ajde da vas ne pitam, znači da ne postavim na hipotetično pitanje, nego jedno provokativno pitanje, to je jako dobro radio.
A question which makes you think.
Jedno pitanje koje će vas natjerati na mišljenje.
You all observe that now spring comes into trees, love to start to blossom.
Pretpostavljam da svi primjećujete kako proleće polako dolazi i kako drveće i priroda počinje da kupi.
It's due to a certain biological energy which the gardener could explain to us much better.
To je sve zahvaljujući jednoj biološkoj energiji koju bi jedan baštovan mnogo bolje mogla da nam objasni.
As spiritual people we are convinced this is Krishna's energy.
Mi kao duhovnici možemo da shvatimo da je to energija Krishna.
Do you think, the theoretically think, that there could be an energy of God which could help your consciousness to blossom in the same way?
Ajde vas pitam, onako čisto teoretski, da li mislite da postoji slična energija koja bi doprinjela da na sličan način vaša svjesnost propupi?
And if you think, yes, there could be an energy of God, then how could it become accessible to you?
I ako kažete da, i ako to, ako se slažete s tim da je to energija Boga, kako onda da na neki način ona postane vidljiva za nas?
Where would you find it?
Gde ne nađem?
Where would you go?
Gde da pođem?
Could it be in somewhere in Belgrade?
Nije negdje tu u Belgradu.
In other words, could there be like almost an electrical faucet?
There you can get this spiritual
energy of the love. Da li da postoji negde električni izvor da biste jednostavno mogli da odete i da tu pokupite energiju?
Now I will for 2 minutes preach to you like a Christian preacher. I beg your forgiveness, but I will be a little intense
now.
My dear Bethlen,
dragi moji
children.
Yes, that's all.
Don't you know that, or have you not experienced that sometimes your consciousness has been almost violently turned towards God?
Da li ste nekako primetili da vaša svesnost na jedan usiljen način biva okrenuta Bogu?
At a moment, for instance, when you survived an accident,
recimo u trenutku kada neko preživi saobraćajnu nesreću,
and you felt streams of tears running down your face in gratefulness,
i kada osetite kako potoci suza teku iz vaše obraze i osjećate istovremeno veliku zahvalnost.
You saved me, Lord. Thank you.
I obraćate se Bogu govoreći: Bože, hvala ti što ste me spasao.
I am an expert in forgetting you.
Ja sam jedan stručnjak da te zaboravim.
But now I remember.
Ali evo, sada te se setih.
Or remember another case in your life.
Ili recimo neki drugi slučaj u vašem životu.
When you heard the call.
Kada čujete taj neki poziv.
You heard it so strong that you interrupted your material careers.
Taj poziv toliko jako osjećate da on se meša negde, upuća se u vašu neku karijeru.
And you started on the spiritual path.
I započnete nekim duhovnim putem.
Full of hopes.
Koji je prepun nada.
There was no thought of even making a shadow of compromise to reach your goal.
Tu ne postoji ni tračak neke sumnje ili senke koji bi osomnjala da dostignete vaš cilj.
I remember this in my life when I gave up. You know, I had to give up a few million German marks in order to go this way.
Evo recimo primjer iz svog ličnog života, ja sam juče morao, odnosno odrekao se miliona nemačkih maraka i pošao tim putem.
I was disinherited.
Jednostavno izgubio sam neki mogućnost nasledstva.
But I felt drawn and called by Krishna.
Ali sam osjećao kako me Krishna zove i kako me vuče sebi.
I don't need money.
Ne treba mi novac.
Now I need to learn.
I never thought about it. Ali vreme, to palo na pamet.
I felt so enlightened.
Ja sam toliko oživljen.
So utterly enthusiastic.
Nevjerovatno entuzijastičan.
Doubt? What is doubt? This is something for undeveloped people.
Sumnja, šta je to sumnja? Kaj možda da to koriste neki nerazvijeni ljudi.
I think you all know this when you remember, because otherwise you wouldn't sit here. The Hare Krishnas are known for this. They have a realization and they change their life.
Mislim da svak od vas se prisjeća toga, jer Hare Krishna stvari to neko nepisano pravilo da ljudi koji se odluče da budu Hare Krishna u jednom trenutku sve napuste i predaju se tome.
And the Hare Krishna people have now also become known for changing their decision.
Hare Krishna ljudi također sada su postali poznati da menjaju odluku.
Because obviously they don't feel this same spiritual energy. They don't feel it working any longer in their lives.
I neče gledaju da oni više ne osjećaju kako u njihovim životima ta energija, ta ista energija funkcioniše.
I personally think it is so important to contact, to regularly contact this mercy energy of the Lord.
Ja mislim da je veoma, veoma važno da redovno kontaktiramo tu energiju milosti Boga.
I will go back to the philosophical mode of discussion.
Sad ću se raditi filozofsko raspoloženje, diskusije.
In scriptures it is said that the Lord's mercy energy is available at several places, and I will that list a few for you.
I sedmi pisma je, odnosno dato upustvo gdje možemo naći taj vid energije i postoji nekoliko mjesta gdje možemo naći tu istu energiju. Sada ću vam ukratko reći nešto o tome.
It is described when Lord Krishna leaves the planet Earth, he invests his Kripa Shakti into his holy name.
Znači kada Krishna odlazi sa planete, on ulaže u svoju Kripa Shakti na prvom mjestu u sveto ime.
If you learn to chant the holy name properly, you will feel all of a sudden so entirely enlightened.
Ako na pravilan način naučimo da pevamo sveto ime, osjetit ćemo kako smo u potpunosti inspirisani, oživljeni.
I remember yesterday in Zagreb we had about 300 devotees for Harina.
Jučer u Zagrebu u Harina mi je izašlo nekako 300 devotees.
Amazing, 300 devotees to go and sing in the streets of Zagreb. This is
i laut. U Zagrebu je išao ulicama Zagreba i glasno pevalo. Bilo je prilično glasno.
Ja maybe 80 here and it is also quite intense.
Ja
maybe
80 here. Aha. Ovdje nas ima negdje 80-ak, a opet je nekako ono, jasno i glasno.
Now, because I'm often in the Croatian TV, I had invited one journalist with a TV crew.
A pošto često prisutni gost sam na hrvatskoj televiziji, onda sam pozvao jednog novinara koji je došao iz te ekipe, TV ekipe.
You must see this, it is something special. Spring has arrived in Zagreb and with it the Hare Krishna people.
Morate to vidjeti, zaista je posebno, proleće je ušlo u Zagreb i na neki način oživjelo Hare Krishna ljude.
And, yes, one of this person who interviewed me had sung along.
Jedan čovjek koji je me intervjuo je pevao zajedno s nama.
And she made the interview and was totally overwhelmed.
Ona je napravila ta intervju i totalno je bila opčinjena, preplavljena.
This is so good.
To je tako dobro.
I wish that all the viewers chant Hare Krishna with our friends from the Zagreb temple.
Želio bih da svi jednostavno mi sa nekim našim prijateljima iz Zagrebskog hrama, Zagrebačkog hrama, svi zajedno pevamo Hare Krishna.
But I said to her, you can't say this on TV, everyone thinks you are one of us.
A onda sam mi rekao, pa nema što reći baš na TV, ljudi će misliti da si jedan od nas.
You have to say, what an interesting cultural difference here.
Možda bi mogla reći da je to jedna interesantna raznolikost, razlika, ovdje su ovi ljudi, kulturna razlika, a ovdje su ovi ljudi.
What is your comment about the development of Croatian culture? You ask me such questions.
Da možda mi pitaš pitanje koje pitanje neko tog razvoja neke hrvatske kulture.
Yes, otherwise they think you are Hare Krishna.
Jer inače se će misliti da si ti jedan od nas, Hare Krishna.
And you will not be allowed to send your report.
I nećete dozvoliti da pošalješ svoj intervju.
Thank you, okay, we do it again.
Hvala ti, ajde sad ponovno da.
And this lady was so overwhelmed by the influence of the holy name.
Ta dama je bila vjerojatno preplavljena utjecajem svetog imena.
Later we had an evening of chanting and I requested the devotees there, please concentrate your mind and pray to Krishna. He will appear to you in the form of the holy name.
Kasnije uče smo imali zajedničko pevanje Mahamantre i molio sam Bhakti da se koncentrišu na sveto ime i da će se Višnu Krišna u jednom trenutku pojaviti pred vama.
This is one place, the holy name, where the mercy energy of the Lord is available.
To je jedno mjesto gdje Gospodova energija je sakrivena u vidu te milosti.
Another place where the mercy of energy of the Lord is hidden is the holy dam.
Druga stvar, odnosno drugo mjesto gdje je sakrivena ta Gospodova energija jeste holita, odnosno sveto mjesto.
We have with us today Govinda Gopal and his family who are knowing him. They come to Vrindavan. One can feel, even if the heart is covered by too many monks in Beograd, one can feel immediately that spiritual energy working on the heart.
Imao primjer u jednom doprovodu njegove familije, da uz provjeru neko vreme u Vrindavanu, kako mogu osjetiti u svom srcu da bez obzira nakon nekom boravka u Beogradu ovde, da bez obzira tamo u Vrindavanu, ta energija počinje da deluje.
I sometimes take professors from the German universities for Vrindavan and then ask, can you feel it?
Ponekad pozovem profesore sa instituta u Vrindavanu i iz Nemačke i pitam ih, da li možete da osjetite to?
And some of them can feel it immediately, but almost all of them have an experience of Krishna in the Holy Dhamma, in the Holy Land that he appeared.
Većina njih ne može u trenutku da oseti to, ali kasnije može da oseti taj uticaj svetog mesta kada se Krishna pojavi.
Krishna's mercy energy is also hidden in the hearts, in the heart of a true devotee of
this. Na trećem mestu sakriva energija, odnosno energija milosti Krishna je sakrivena u srcu iskrenog bhakti njemu.
It is described that these devotees are walking holy places.
Opisano je da su čiste bhakte hodajuća sveta mesta.
When you meet them and you don't have a wall around your head, you can see.
Kada ih sretnete i odnosno da nemate taj zid oko vaše glave, možete da vidite to i da osjetite.
There are many places where the mercy energy of the Lord is hiding, and hiding sounds so, but it's available, I wanted to say. Please learn to contact these places.
Također ima jako puno mesta gde je sakrivena ta energija Gospoda. U stvari reč sakrivena nije baš prava reč, ali dostupna. I molim bih vas da osjetite takvo mesto.
Don't remain like a closed flower, you know, a bud which is green and stiff. Nemate no smell.
Nemate da budete nalik jednostavno nekom tupoljku koji je tako jednostavno zelen, ukočen i nema miris.
To become infused by the Kripa Shakti of the Lord, there is however one little condition.
Međutim, da bismo bili da bi okupili tu energiju Kripa milosti, postoji jedan uslov.
You must be truthful.
Morate biti istino ljubivi.
Very open.
Otvoreno guma.
It is, you cannot get this when you are closed with the walls of false ego.
To ne možete postići ako ste zatvoreni zidovima lažnog ega.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prayed so nicely. The mood has given an example in one of his prayers for the mood of this of someone who wants the mercy.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu navodi primjer nekoga ko hoće da dobije tu milost, znači u kakvom raspoloženju treba biti takva osoba.
My dear audience, you're getting restless.
Moj publiko, malo postajete nervozni.
You are not listening.
Ne slušate.
5 minutes more, and you have survived this lecture.
Samo 5 minuta do kraja lekcije.
Sorry. I'm going to take this time. I hope it was not on tape. We come from Germany, we are a little heavy.
Mi dolazimo iz Nemačke, malo smo onako heavy, nagli.
Lord Chaitanya has said, he's given an example.
Gospod Chaitanya navio taj primjer.
My dear Lord, I have fallen into the ocean of material life.
Dragi Gospode, ja sam upao u okean materijalnog života.
The waves of this ocean are pulling me back and forth.
Talasi tog okeana me guraju u desno.
Please come to my rescue.
Molim te dođi i spasi me.
Lift me up from this ocean of material illusion.
Izdigni mi iz ovog okeana materijalne iluzije.
Then Krishna gives the mercy.
I onda Krishna će da daje milost.
But if you are a proud fool,
ali ako smo neka nadmena budala,
who thinks everything is all right,
I zna sve u redu,
I can do it my way.
Ja to ću da radim na svoj način.
American ethic. My way, I did it my way, sang Frank Sinatra.
Ja ću Frank Sinatra prevoli pesmi, ja račinim to na svoj način. Onda neće doći, neće se pojaviti.
There in Vaishnava scriptures, there are so many beautiful prayers of devotees who come in a humble state of mind to the door of the Lord.
Gdje razne vajšnjave oni zbog uma prilaze i dolaze do vrata gospoda.
For instance, this beautiful Gopinath prayers. Gopinath, I have tried on my own to better my situation.
Recimo, to je predmet Gopinath molitvi. Autor kaže, ja sam pokušao na svoj način da popravim svoj položaj.
But my senses are not under my control.
Međutim, moja čula nisu pod mojim kontrolom.
Pull me here, pull me there.
And
my mind does not want to accept spiritual authority.
I moj um ne želi da prihvati nikakav duhovni autoritet.
My mind is also in the my way school.
Moj um također je priklonjen svoj školi, takozvanog ja činim to na svoj način.
I have tried everything, but I am defeated.
Pokušao sam na sve moguće načine, ali sam poražen.
Now my prayer to you is, please come into my heart.
Sada je moja molitva tebi, molim te, uđi u moje srce.
Tumi, Hriši, Keša, Dubis, no, I'm sorry, English. You are the controller of this material energy.
Ti si kontrolor ove materijalne energije.
Please take charge of my mind and my senses.
Molim te, pobrini se za moj um i moja čula.
Bring me to you.
Dovedi me
tebi. Yes. This is necessary to get the mercy of the Lord. A humble state of mind. In our culture we ask somebody, how are you, Dharma? Say to
pitamo kako si Dharma Setu.
And usually Dharma Setu says, fine.
I obično Dharma Setu kaže, fino.
Uredno. This is nonsense.
Bez veze.
He's not fine.
Nije fino.
He has to die.
Mora da umre.
Oh, I always do this with my translators. I somehow want to capture your attention. This is why I'm doing this book. Okay. How are we okay?
Kako mi možemo kažemo da smo okay?
We're 2,000 light years from home.
Nalazim se udaljeni od kuće 2,000 svetlosnih
godina. We have fallen into the ocean of birth.
Upali smo u okean rađanja i umiranja.
We should be with Krishna, serving him in ecstatic love.
Trebalo bi da budemo s Krishnom i da ga služimo u ekstatičnom zanosu.
What are we doing?
Šta radimo? Treba da se mislimo na tako način.
There's a prayer.
Imenu molitva.
When someone knows the truth of his spiritual position,
kada neko pozna istinu svog prirodnog, odnosno duhovnog položaja,
no longer wants to continue his material entanglement.
On želi više da nastavi sa svojim materijalnim uplitanjem.
He thinks.
On misli na sledeći način.
Alas, alas!
Avaj, avaj!
Avaj, yes! Avaj! In German you say, oh babe! Avaj, avaj! Why have I served Maya for so long?
Avaj, avaj, zašto sam toliko dugo sluga Maje?
Then Krishna gives the jiva, the living entity, the strength of his eternal potency.
I onda Krishna da jivi ili duši snagu večne energije.
Maya or illusion then ceases to be attractive.
Maya ili iluzija tada prestaje da bude privlačna.
And loses the power over him.
I gubi moć nad tom osobom.
Yes. So don't say fin, say
avai, avai. Don't
develop a complex. This is a balance
factor.
And learn to contact the Kripa Shakti.
I da naučimo da kontaktiramo Kripa Shakti I Gospoda.
Feel a transformation in your heart which is very, very tender and has to do with love.
Osjetit će se, osjetit ćete transformaciju u vašem srcu kako je tanana, nežna I osjetit ćete pravu ljubav.
Yes, let the queen of bhakti enter your heart.
Dopustite da kraljica bhakti to uđe u vaše srce.
She will for sure drive out lust, greed, anger.
Ona će zasigurno istjerati iz vašeg srca požudu, gnev, zavist i tako dalje.
Hvala puno.
Hvala puno.
Look at me. What else will come out of this volcano today? Some harmless announcements.
To su neka bezopasne objave.
I very much would like to invite you for our evening programs in our little center.
Ja bih ljubio da vas pozovem na naše večernje programe u naš centar.
I have prepared a lecture series for you.
Pripremio sam jednu seriju lekcija za vas.
I will talk about the help which we can get from spiritual traditions.
Pričat ću kako na koji način možete dobiti pomoć od potičenih se duhovnih tradicija.
I will talk about something like idealism and confronting your own personal reality. And there is a third subject which is in the process of being prepared. We will also have one of these days a very spiritual gathering where we will and one evening we will have a public concert where I want to invite all our musicians who know to play instruments, that we have some planning.
Drugom prilikom imat ćemo jedan koncert i volio bih da pozovem sve muzičare koji sviraju neke instrumente da na neki način se pripreme za to.
And I believe Saturday morning we will have a great what we call Ishta Gosli, where we just sit together and talk about the development of our movement here in Serbia.
U subotu ujutru imat ćemo takozvani Ishta Gosli, znači skup, gde ćemo razmatrati neke problematiku, govorit ćemo o tome svesti Krišna ovde na ovom prostoru.
Not problematical, there is no problematical. Development, yes.
Razvoj.
Yes. Yes, now we will have, so I want to invite you, please come as often as it is possible and does not conflict with your university or work.
Znači, ako možete dođete što je više moguće, tako da se to, da ne imate neke vaše planove, da li vezi posla ili škole, tako da.
I promise to you to try my best to deliver this spiritual subject in an intelligible way, not so what can be best to take.
I obećavam da ću preneti taj duhovni sadržaj na jedan vrlo učitiv način, ne baš kao danas, na jedan kao više navikno vulkanu.
Now we will have a little pause of 15 minutes where we will prepare the slide presentation.
Imat ćemo jednu takvu pauzu, 15 minuta, gdje ćemo pripremiti slide presentation.
Yes.
Please be back after.
It would be good also if we have the ventilation again. The slide presentation is a meditation slide presentation. I would request you to somehow bring yourself your temperament, which is so lovable, even to more of the hearing models or the viewing models.
Hare Krishna, ovo je jedan slajd, slajd projekcija koja je više meditativnog tipa, ali molio bih vas da taj srpski mentalitet koji je onako napadljiv, da ga nekako više prebacite u modus gledanja i slušanja.
My body, can we please make it still a little softer than the
music? Još tiše, mama. Muzika, još tiše.
These pictures I have taken over a period of 20 or 25 years, and I consider them to be really the photos of home.
Ова е серија слика која е скупна више веќе неки 20-25 година и тоа е нека, што да кажемо, кучна колекција.
Vrindavan is the place of Radha and Krishna.
Vrindavan je mesto Radha i Krishna.
What we will see today is an introduction to the holy name of Krishna, which will hope to take you into the mysteries, through the back door, to a real spiritual experience.
Ovo danas što ćemo gledati je jedan uvod u sveto mesto, koji nam, i to je znači Vrindavan, sveto mesto gde se Krišna pojavio, i tu ćemo ući na jedna vrata, znači u misteriju.
Our first place is a place of Radharani or Vashana.
Naše prvo mesto je mesto Radharani Vashana.
This is the wonderful temple of Radha. You have to take 365 steps to enter there.
Ovo je predivan hram Rade i potrebno je da se popnete u stepenice koje su visoke 365 stepenika.
This whole area of Vashana can be accessed through this other step which goes through the rocks and into a mystical forest, you can say.
Se pođe postoji jedan drugi put da se popnete gore, a to je jedan onako kameniti stepenice koje vode do gore. To je ta oblast Vashane.
This is the forest of Radha.
Ovo je šuma Radha.
Once a man whose wife has left him for a Muslim.
Jednom je bio jedan čovjek koga je žena napustila zato što je muslimana.
Came to this forest and called for his wife. Radhe, Radhe, the name of his wife was like this.
Dakle, on je došao u tu šumu i vikao svoju ženu Rade, Rade i tako je ta šuma dobila ime.
Srimati Radharani, the mercy for the aspect of Lord Krishna heard it and immediately appeared before him.
I Radharani koja je milostiva vid energije Krishna se odmah automatski pojavila pred njim.
Yes, even if you go to Vrindavan and you don't need to really meet Krishna or Radha and Krishna, by the potency of that place, you will meet them nevertheless.
Čak ako odete u Vrindavan, ne misleći da se sretnete s Radom i Krišnom, ta energija će se jednostavno pojaviti sama pred vama.
Devotees of Krishna are prepared to meet Krishna here and have therefore established two thrones.
Bhakti Krishna ovde dolaze do Krishna i tu su pripremljene pripremljene sedište i popločene stepenice.
Krishna no, thrones.
Presto i taj kao neko sedište.
Krishna could come any moment and therefore he needs the throne.
Krishna se može pojaviti bilo kada i zato mu je potreban taj neki presto, tron.
This is the place Nandagram or the place of Lord Krishna.
Ovo mesto zove Nandagram i to je mesto gospoda Krishna.
It is said that once Narada Muni took his bath here, and when he came out of the sacred waters, he was in his spiritual body, a form capable for association with the Lord.
Jednom prilikom se Narada Muni okupao u ovom jezeru, kada je izašao iz njega, poprimio je telo gopije, jedan oblik u kojem je mogao lično da se druži sa gospodom.
And this is Radhakund.
Ovo je Radhakund.
This used to be an old palace, now it's a little run down, so to say, which one of the many kings who loves on Lord Vrindavan was built as a summer residence.
Ovo nekad je bila rezidencija jednog kralja, letna rezidencija jednog kralja, a međutim sad je malo onako ruinirana, to su ostaci neke.
May I ask, does one of you have this slave of you? I think it's Suki.
Da li Suki ima taj onaj laserski pokazivač?
Yes.
Da može da, da može da, da se pokazuje?
Eno.
Da li neko ima?
Okay. Once one of my my devotee friends jumped from high up there into the Yamuna and landed with his hand on a tortoise.
Jedan moj prijatelj Bhakta dole se najviše vrha skakao na glavu dole u Yamunu i kad je doskočio udario je svojom glavom u kornjaču.
He was as if dead and we had to somehow bring him out of the water.
Izgledali kao da je mrtav, nekako smo morali da ga iščupamo iz vode.
At that moment a holy man who lived under these arcades there, huh, came out and gave him some herbs, chanted mantra and revived Maharati.
Međutim tu jedan svetac koji živi tu u blizini došao i dao je neku travu lekovitu i mantre i povratio ga u život praktično.
Now I would like to take you inside some of these temples.
Sad ću vas malo uvesti u neke od ovih hramova.
The beautiful Madan Mohan temple.
Ovo je predivan Madan Mohan hram.
You see the parrots?
Tu su i papagaje.
The temples are built like this, that before you meet the Lord on the altar, you have to go through a big hall which represents life itself.
Hramovi su sačinjeni tako da pre nego što dođete do altara morate proći jedan nivo koji predstavlja figurativno jedan život sam po sebi.
And then you see the deities, the understanding is that you enter into their field or aura, you come into the presence of God, in other words.
Kad dođete pred božanstva, ideja je ta da vi ulazite u auru samog Gospoda praktično.
And this means that it is not so important that you see the deities, but that the deities see you.
I vidite stvari u tome da nije toliko važno da vi ugledate božanstva, nego da božanstva ugledaju vas.
In other words, you come to obtain blessings, to get something which comes from their side, and not just to make an eye exercise of seeing.
Drugim rečima, vi dolazite da primite blagoslov od njihove strane, a ne da to bude neka samo vežba nekog gledanja i tako.
Whoever makes a technical adjustment must know there are wide slides and also high slides, and you have to always make the adjustment that both slides can be kept on this screen. That was just a technical anomaly. So, before you enter the spiritual dimension, you have to ask for blessings of Lord Shiva, who is here seen as Bhubaneshwara.
Znači, pre nego što uđete u dobijete blagoslov, što uđete u
Yeah, blessings of Bhubaneshwara.
Morate pre svega dobiti, znači da biste išli dalje, morate dobiti blagoslov Gospoda Šive.
This is the beautiful deity of Radha Raman. It takes half an hour before they have closed the door completely, so that any latecomer still has a darshan.
Znači, božanstvo Radha Raman i potrebno neki pola sata dok se vrata hrama ne zatvore, odnosno altara, tako da ako neko i zakasni još uvijek može da ugleda da ima darshan ili susret sa božanstvom.
No one comes too late.
Niko nije zakasnio praktično.
This deity is considered to be the most powerful of all deities in this universe.
Ovo božanstvo se smatra jednim od najmoćnijih božanstva u univerzumu.
because it is not carved by the hand of man.
A njega nije pravila ljudska ruka.
It has manifested on its own accord out of three Shivalingam Shiva stones.
A manifestovalo se po sopstvenom nahođenju iz tri Shivalingam Shiva.
This is on Janmashtami.
Ovo je za vreme Janmashtamija.
Radharama takes a bath in fruit juices.
Radharaman se kupa sokovima od voća.
It seems on this picture Radharaman is looking on this lotus feet.
Ovo slici kao da Radharaman gleda u svoje lotosova stopala.
Radharaman has his chariot.
Radharaman ima i svoju koču.
On a golden chariot on which he rides.
I to je jedna, to je zlatna koča na kojoj on se vozi.
Once a year, a flower throne is made for him.
Jedno godišnje se čini, pravi se venac, odnosno cvetni tron za njega.
This is made of 54 pages of flowers which are strung on threads and then put into this pattern.
Ovaj tron je načinjen od 54 kile cveća, cvetova koji su nanizani na nit i na taj način ukrašeno je, na taj način se ukrašeno.
Please call out with me in happiness. Shri Shri Radha Raman ji ki! Shri Shri Radha Raman ki! Shri Shri Radha Raman ki! Do Premanandi Hari Bol! Thank you.
Voilà.
Now I want to take you a little bit in the surrounding areas which are surrounding the village of Vrindavan.
Sada ću vas malo povesti oko Vrindavana.
First we will visit the sacred Govardhan Hill.
Pre svega, nailazimo na sveto brdo Govardhan.
Devotees take shilas and worship them.
Bhakte uzimaju šile i obožavaju.
It is said that three items have not changed since the time when Krishna appeared.
Rečeno je da postoje tri stvari koje se nisu promenile još od vremena Krishna.
One is the Govardhan Hill.
Jedna stvar je Govardhan Brdo.
And the second?
Druga?
Yamuna ji, the river Yamuna.
The river Yamuna.
I want to give you a personal tip when you go to Vrindavan.
Ja sam dam jedan ličan savjet kada idete u Vrindavan.
And now the village is not always, or it's no longer the peaceful, idyllic place it used to be 50 years ago.
Danas Vrindavan nije tako mirno mjesto kao što je bio pre nekih 50 godina.
It has become heaven for pilgrimage tourism.
Postoje raj za takozvani turizam hodočasnika.
There is the bank of the sacred river Yamuna, which always is so peaceful.
Međutim, na obali reke Yamune je uvijek nekako mirno.
If you go there, you will find what you are aspiring for when you visit a holy place.
I kad odete tamo, naćete na ono po čemu ste maštali kada se spremate na put, da idete na sveto mesto.
Yes, a communion with God which takes place when the world is silent.
Znači, tu postoji neki spoj sa Gospodom i ostali svet ostaje u tišini.
This is a person who lives at the bank of the Yamuna and takes all his water for drinking and washing.
Ova osoba živi tu na obali Yamune i uzima vodu za piće i za pranje.
You could also take a boat like this and spend a few hours swimming on the Yamuna.
Može također iznajmiti neki čamac i provesti nekoliko sati ploveći Yamunom.
The third item which has not changed since Krishna's appearance is the dust of Vrindavan.
Znači stvar koja se nije promijenila još od vremena Krishna jeste prašina Vrindavan.
It could be that Krishna has touched this particular dust.
Sasvim je moguće da je baš svojim lotosnim stopalima Krishna dotakao ovu prašinu ovdje.
Out of respect, the pilgrims go barefoot.
I u znak poštovanja, hodočasnici idu bosi.
They don't want to touch the dust with shoes.
Žele da dotaknu tu svetu prašinu svojim cipelama.
It is said that visit on Vrindavan is only complete if you visit the holy people there, who live there.
Rečeno je da je posjeta Vrindavanu upotpunjena jedino ako tamo najdete sretnete svece, poput ovog sveca.
And really everyone who resides there, even yogis are holy people who have Krishna in their heart.
I bukvalno svako ko tamo živi, svaki jogi, svaki čovjek je svetac. I ima Krišnu u svom srcu.
These are some wonderful scenes. It is very peaceful scenes.
Ovo su prelepe scene koje onako odišu nekim mirom.
In Vrindavan you will soon feel like a child on the lap of his father, totally carefree.
U Vrindavanu ćete se osjetiti kao dete u krilu svoga oca, to je onako bezbrižno.
Very relaxed.
Onako opušteno.
It is said that even the so-called ordinary people, like earthmen, who are in Vrindavan, very Krishna conscious.
Rečeno je da su čak i neki nazovi obični ljudi kao ovaj pastir, vrlo svesni Krishna.
Now, who feels responsible to change the thing?
Ko može da promeni muziku?
This is an open air school.
Ovo je škola na otvorenom.
If you look at this little girl externally, she may look impoverished. But there's a lot of peace around her.
Možete vidjeti ovako spolja gledano ovu malu devojčicu. Onako kao da je...
Skuva.
Onako su. Jako je ukusno jesti ove rotije koji se peku na vatri koja gori na krave od krave Balađe.
And you will get everywhere in these villages rotis for free.
I svuda možete besplatno dobiti od ovih seljana te iste rotije.
Sometimes Govinda Nandan and the program Food for Life is distributing also free prasadam to the bridge basis.
Također postoji taj Food for Life program gdje se hrana deli besplatno bridge basima, odnosno žiteljima Vrindavana.
Also the program digs wells.
Također u okviru tog programa kopaju se bunari.
Isn't it a beautiful scene?
Zar nije prelepa scena?
Look at these joyful little girls. They are now carrying their calves to the temple to show Krishna their calves.
Pogledajte ove prelepe nasmijene devojke, one nose svoj telat pred Krishnu u hram kako bi pokazali svoj telat u božanstvu.
Krishna is for them a family member.
Krishna je za njih bio član porodice.
Krishna has appeared in Vrindavan to show, amongst many other things, also how human beings can be very simple in cooperation with nature.
Krishna se također pojavio da pokaže kako ljudsko biće može biti kooperativno, odnosno u saradnji sa prirodom.
And by herding cows, he showed this model of cooperation.
Kao čuvajući krave, on je pokazao u stvari taj vid kooperacije i saradnje.
The human beings live with the cows like family members there.
Ljudska bića tamo žive zajedno sa kravama koji im dođu kao članovi familije.
This is Mr. Water Buffalo.
Ovo je Mr. Vodeni Buffalo. Za mi je prelepa slika.
I want to tell you now an extraordinary monkey story.
Sada ću vam ukratko ispričati jednu vrlo neobičnu priču o majmunu.
Once there was a Swami who gave every morning a lecture from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jedan Swami koji je svako jutro davao lekciju na Srimad Bhagavatam.
Now one of those days, one monkey came and sat perfectly peaceful amongst the audience.
Jednog dana se pojavio tu jedan majmun koji se našao svoje mesto i bio je vrlo miran u publici sada.
And what was more surprising, soon this monkey came exactly on the time when the lecture started, sat throughout the whole lecture and left when it was finished.
I majmun se pojavio u samom trenutku kad je lekcija počela, ostaje za vreme cele lekcije i pogleda se i otišao kad je lekcija bila gotova.
Now this is very untypical for monkeys.
Međutim, to nije baš tipično za majmune.
You know, when you come next monkey, you have to put your hands on your pockets because they are so naughty, really.
Znamo da kad smo u družbi, kad smo blizu majmuna, moramo staviti ruke u džepove i su vrlo, vrlo nestašni.
But it soon became clear that there was a very special and deep relationship between the Swami and that monkey.
Međutim, ubrzo je bilo očigledno da je uspostavljen vrlo dubok odnos između tog Swamija i tog majmuna.
What was even more surprising was that one day the Swami rose after the class, went to the monkey and put a row of tulasi beads around him, his neck, and said, "Your name is Ramadas."
Ono što je još više zapanjujuće jeste da je u jednom trenutku taj Svami ustao, prišao tom majmunu za vreme jedne lekcije i stavio mu oko vrata tulasi ogrlicu i dao mu je ime, rekao je tvoje ime je
Ramadas.
Tvoje ime Ramadas.
Now those of you who are spiritually educated know that this is Namkaran, or the name giving ceremony which takes place at the time of initiation.
Neki od vas znaju da je to Namkaran ili takozvana ceremonija davanja inicijacije.
Yes, this was an initiation, don't be shocked.
Nemojte biti šokirani, to jeste bila inicijacija.
Later the secret became clear.
Ali kasnije ta tajna se je postala razotkrivena.
Because one day the monkey was not coming as usual, and the Swami sent all his disciples to search for him. He said, "I will not start my lecture without Ramdas."
Međutim, jednog dana majmun se nije pojavio i taj Swami je naredio učenicima da krenu u potragu za njim, jer rekao je, ja neću započeti ovu lekciju dok Ramdas ne dođe.
Finally, one disciple called Ramdas. He was dying on one of the roofs of the ashram.
Konačno, jedan od učenika je našao Ramdasa, ili tog majmuna, koji je bio negde na krovu ashrama.
Quick, Swamiji, come, he's dying, he needs you.
I on umire tamo, umirao je tamo i pozove Swamija, molite, dođe brzo, on te treba, umire.
The Swamiji went up the roof and came just in time to touch the chest of Ramdas with his hand.
I Swamiji se popeo na krov i tačno u određenom trenutku je stavio svoju ruku na njegove grudi.
Ramdas had tears of gratefulness in his eyes and then groaned and left his body.
Ramdas je lio suze zahvalnosti u suzi svog srca i u tom trenutku je napustio tijelo.
Later one of the disciples asked that Swamiji, "Did you know Ramdas? Why did you give him initiation?" Jednom prilikom kasnije jedan učenik je pitao Svamija, da li ste vi imali neki odnosi pre, da li ste znao Ramdasa, da li ste imali neki kontakt i pre?
Krasne Svami didn't want to speak about it.
I naravno Svami pre svega nije uopće teo tome da govori.
But then he said yes.
A onda rekao da.
Ramdas in the previous life was my disciple.
Rekao je, Ramdas je u prošlom životu bio moj učenik.
He said he couldn't follow any longer the regulations in relationship to sexual life.
I rekao je da nije više u stanju da se pridržava regulaciji u vezi seksualnog života.
He wanted to enjoy with many women.
Ja sam od tebe uživao sa mnogim ženama.
And he left me.
I napustio me.
Then he came back as a monkey.
I onda ponovo se pojavio kao u telu majmuna.
But he remembered his spiritual school which was unfinished.
Ali se prisjećao tog poučavanja koje nije bilo gotovo.
Again he came to my lectures.
I ponovo je počeo da dolazi na moje lekcije.
Now he has reached perfection.
I sada je dostigao savršenstvo.
He has gone back to Krishna.
Vratio se kući nazad Krishna.
Sri Ramdaski
Jai!
At every corner there would be a story like this, so I can't tell them all.
Na svakom uglu možemo naći jednu od sličnih priča i ne mogu vam sve ispričati.
Vrindavan is really a place of wonder.
Vrindavan je stvarno mjesto čuda.
There are many peaceful places like this that you can find that you can do your meditation and become inspired by the potency of the Holy Dharma.
Jako puno mjesta ovako milnih nalikov gdje možete mirno meditirati i postati potpuno inspirisani svetim mjestom.
Even the parrots are inspired.
Ovdje su čak i papagaji inspirisani.
Some of the trees seem to form houses.
Ovo drviće kao da pravi samo od sebe neki vid kuće.
In the spiritual Vrindavan, some of these trees form chairs for Lord Krishna to sit on.
U duhovnom Vrindavanu neka od ovih drvića služe kao stolice, sedišta gdje Gospod Krishna može da sedne.
Now I will show you some festivals in Vrindavan.
A sad ću vam pokazati neke festivale u Vrindavanu.
This group of pilgrims have arrived with the elephant and they are offering a huge feast of foodstuffs to Giri Raj.
Ova grupa hodočasnika se ovdje pojavila zajedno s ovim slonom i tu nude veliku gozbu za Giri Raja.
Giri Raja ki! Be prepared in Vrindavan to all of a sudden see this scene.
Budite spremni da u Vrindavanu iznenada ugledate sličnu scenu.
These are little actors acting out Radha and Krishna's pastimes in the forest.
To su mali glumci koji igraju ulogu Radha i Krishna negdje u šumi.
These lilas, as they are called, are meeting places of music, poesy, dance, and religious enthusiasm.
Ove lile takozvane su mjesto susreta, muzike, poezije, plesa i
religious
enthusiasm.
During the time when these plays are going on, it is understood that Radha and Krishna have appeared in the theater.
Za vreme tog delovat na žive u tom teatru, smatra se u stvari da se Radha i Krishna direktno pojavljuju u njemu.
And then there is the holy festival, the festival of colors.
Ovo je holy festival, takozvani ili festival boja.
Which is celebrated in springtime.
A on se slavi u proleće.
I think we should introduce this in Beograd.
Mislim da bi trebalo uvesti u Beograd.
In Vrindavan this really gets wild, you know, they throw buckets of colors here.
U Vrindavanu je to zaista onako divlje, bacaju čitave kofe boje na vas.
The roar of joy.
To je jednostavno kao
rat
uživanja.
Now I will show you something where you need to think deeply what attitude you have in regards to this.
Sada ću vidjeti kakav stav trebamo da imamo u vezi s ovim.
I will request Jagadpal to please point out the priest for us. This is Prahlada Nanda Maharaj.
Prahlada Nanda Maharaj.
Yes. Once a year, he goes through fire.
Jednogodišnje on prolazi kroz vatru.
He is ready when he touches the fire and feels it as cool.
On je spreman kada dotakne vatru i osjeti da je hladna.
He has prepared himself for one complete month by living only on milk and fruits.
Mesec dana se priprema za to, živeći samo na voću i mlijeku.
Here is walking through the fire.
I will go up with the hoda kroz vatru.
Such a big fire, it's like a house.
Ovo je jedna velika vatra, ko kuća velika.
Jagadpal, would you like to show us? Because it's not clear if I'm going to see.
Ovdje.
Vidjeti da arm, huh? What he wants to do is to give a demonstration that God can protect his devotee.
Which
Holika who wanted to burn the devotee Prahlad Maharaj with a self-ignited fire.
Božanstvo pa Maharaja tom nekom samo zapalilom vatrom.
Yes, yes. But Prahlad Maharaj was protected by Nisimhadev.
Međutim, Prahlad Maharaj je zaštitio Nisimhadev.
So today they, he, as a representative of Prahlad, walks through the fire and hopes for the protection of God.
I on danas kao predstavnik Prahlad Maharaja hoda kroz vatru i u nadi da će ga Gospod zaštititi.
Once one wrestler built the fire works in such a way that he would fall down when he was on the pinnacle of the
jedan nitko namestio to drvo tako da kada on prelazi preko vatre i dođe do vrha da propadne dole.
He needed 10 minutes to come out.
I bilo mu je potrebno 10 minuta da izađe odatle.
But nothing was burned on his, neither on his skin nor on his cotton cloth.
Međutim, niti mu je koža bila opečena, niti odeća.
But he has lost his prayer beads.
Ali je izgubio svoje molitvene brojanice.
Later when all the wood had burned down, they found his wooden prayer beads.
Kasnije kada je svo drvo izgorelo, on je pronašao tu drvenu granicu totalno netaknutu.
I personally think we should never challenge Krishna to protect us.
Zato mislim da nikada ne trebamo da izazovemo Krishnu da nas na ovakav način zaštiti.
I think this is something for simple people who need such visible proofs of God's protection.
Ovo je više za jednostavne ljude kojima je potrebno neki naučit primjer zaštite božanske.
But it's certainly noteworthy.
Ali je zasigurno vredno pomenuti.
This is the fire dance which ladies do, and we want to inspire Vidurati to do it during the next program.
Ovo je savatro koje rade dame. Mi želimo da inspiriše Vidurati da u svom programu
spenete da je fire dance.
Ona to drži sve vreme dok pleše na svoj glavi ovu vatru.
Challenge. When you go to Vrindavan, you will always contact two of Lord Krishna's energies.
Kada dođete u Vrindavan, uvek ćete doći u kontakt sa dve energije Gospoda Krishna.
One is called Taraka, of that which liberates you from ordinary life.
Jedna je takozvana Taraka koja vas oslobađa od običnog života.
the other is paraka, or that which pulls you towards Krishna.
Druga paraka, a to ona koja vas vuče Krishna.
In Krishna consciousness, detachment always means attachment.
U svesti Krishna, ta odvojenost uvek znači privučena.
Attachment, attached you must be.
Vi morate biti vezani.
When you become detached from matter, you should become more attached to God.
A kada se odvežete od materije, postajete još više vezani za Boga.
In fact, to try to become detached and not attached will not work.
Zapravo, ako pokušate da budete nevezani, onda neće ići baš.
In Vrindavan, we can all become attached to
Krishna. U Vrindavanu svi možemo postati vezani za Krishna.
Shri Vrindavan Dham ki
jai,
Rishi Govindai ki
jai,
Shri Krishna Balarama ki
jai,
Shri Radhe Shyam ki
jai,
Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Thank you. So before you all leave, please remain seated on your seats for just 1 second. Mahatma Muni will give an important announcement. Please have the lights.
Ne, nego što odete, samo da čujete šta Madhva Muni ima da vam kaže i upalite ova svetla ovde.
Hare Krishna.